Take a spin, Brad Davidson.
Yeah, morning, guys. How are we?
Yeah, good odds or evens. Would you get, you know, like you're a learned
you're a
judge, right? Would you ever get involved in the old odds or evens bet?
It's probably not for me, to be honest.
Yeah.
That's just me being honest. I'm not saying I won't be for many people out there, but I suppose for me, I sort of like to know these days what sort of odds I am taking. So if it was a fixed odds product, I could definitely look at it, say if it was, you know.
You think that something's a good thing and it might be the overs on the split or whatever.
Maybe, you know, maybe I like three horse in the race and they're all odds or even or something like that, then I could work into that. Mm. But having said that, some of the the pros might have their models that can work around it. I heard they say there was a lower takeout rate with this than other bet types. So it might appeal to some, but look, I think they're targeting that younger demographic, and I guess we'll time will see whether it takes off or not. I think there's a mixed opinions of it on social media yesterday, as there always is, but TAB have done their research, and hopefully the new vet type works well.
I think it'll suit the person that doesn't follow racing day in, day out.
Yeah.
When they turn up at the race course, it's an easier system to follow when you can have an interest, because your odds are evens or you just split. I think that's easier to explain to someone when they're not into racing, but they turn up and they want to have a bit of a flutter.
Yeah, you're probably right, isn't it? You know, it's an easy concept to understand, and first two across the line, is it odds, evens or split? So like I said, it's pretty easy to understand, and hopefully that those people that that are coming or being introduced to racing enjoy that bet type, and I'm sure some others that are a bit more seasoned in the game as well will play it as well.
Yeah, not only was that announced yesterday, but there's prize money increase for Country New South Wales, and the $1 million chase is going to be held the night before the Everest.
Yeah, exactly. Good to see that the codes teaming up together there with the $1 million chase to be held before the Everest. Hopefully, means that some more people will head to Sydney for to watch the Greyhound race on the Friday night and then the Everest on the Saturday. I might even give that a crack this year and do both. I enjoy getting out for a night at the Greyhounds, and of course all those increases, wasn't it, to all those feature races around Country New South Wales, a host of increases, which is tremendous to see. Hopefully, I guess the only little hope there is that most of those, I suppose, is a double-edged sword to some degree there. I was saying hopefully a lot of the city stables stay away and let the country horses sort of to fight out a lot of those feature races. But at the same time, I'm sure the clubs would love those. City stables to head there and boost the profile of those certain events. I think it's a really good mix because you've got some races that the bigger races, the cups that are going to attract those city stables, but then you've also got a lot of the other $30,000 sprints and Kenhardt cups and Country Magic and flying handicaps and all those that generally for the locals, and they're all getting a boost as well. So it's not just the top end of, those $150,000 races going to $200,000 like the Goulburn Cups and Port Macquarie Cups and whatnot. It's also those smaller little feature sprints and handicaps and that are going up. So I think that's where they've definitely targeted that to get a bit of a mix there of getting some of the city stables there, but also really accommodating for the best of the country horses.
Where can we make a quid today?
I think race 3 is probably the place to bet there at Canterbury today. Number 1, Starla, does look very hard to beat. I could back it to win and have something on number 6, Lady Herbert, to place there around the 350 mark. I've really been taken by her trials. I don't think she'll beat Starla, who I think is a classy filly, but I think she can finish second or third there, Lady Herbert, at 350 a place. So two-way play there for me in race 3. And race 6, just something smaller, number 6, Bring a Gem at the double figures. He went close last time out for us, and at $12, happy to back up there on a wet track. 1900 Canterbury gets his right set up again, but I was hoping Frascati Miss would get a run right down the bottom there. Fourth emergency, there's two scratchings, but needs another two to come out. So keep an eye on her. She's had no luck at all her last three runs, and back to yesterday at 15-1. So missed out there, but hopefully she can get a run in the next week or so.
Okay, Bring a Gem at good odds there, $12. That's in race 6, and Black Book the other one, Frascati Miss, when it gets a start next up.